Well, we're doing it again. We're talking to entrepreneurs. My name is Jeffrey Davis, and we're on Radio Entrepreneurs, streaming all the time. And I'm here with Peter Meyerson from the law firm of Cohn, Raznick, Meyerson, or Plout, or otherwise known as Meyerson, 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 and Meyerson.
Thank you, Jeff. It's great to be here. It's great to have the firm renamed, and it's great to be in your new offices.
Thank you very much. I think that's three out of four of us who like our new offices. We have one more vote still pending. At least he's smiling. It took an hour and a half. Our next guest, first timer, right?
Yes.
Good. Well, you know, I'm not always here, so I don't know, is Jenny Eden Burke from Jenny Eden Coaching. Mm-hmm. Well, we know what you do, right?
Yep.
So tell our listeners.
So, my name is Jenny, and I'm a certified eating psychology coach.
Wait a second. Eating psychology coach.
A certified eating, like food.
So eating. We eat psychologists?
Not quite. But we sort of analyze who we are as eaters.
Ah.
Right? So
yeah.
I work with people who have some disordered eating, body image concerns.
Oh, you got three great targets to talk about right now.
We'll have a consult afterwards.
No, two. You remember that show, like, you know, what's my line? Or you had to guess the person? You have to guess each one of our bad eating habits in the next 10 minutes.
All right, fast food, night eater, grazer.
You know, that's two out of three.
Did
was
I get
right.
It right?
Oh, my God, that's two out of three.
That was pretty good.
I'm also a mind reader.
Wow. You really have blown us away. Okay.
I have a gift. No, just kidding.
You do obviously have a gift.
It's a passion of mine. Let's put it that way.
My mom
is a chef. My mom is a gourmet chef. So growing up, there was like, you know, the after school snacks were no joke. It was not like some apple peanut butter situation. Like I would come home.
Don't you pick on my peanut butter.
I mean, I love peanut butter, but it was like gourmet snacks to the level.
Right.
So I've always been sort of interested in, you know, eating and how people eat and, you know, what drives us to eat, you know, drives people to overeat or binge eat or, you know.
We had a person on last week who was on Overeaters Anonymous for 30
really?
Years.
What do you mean on Overeaters?
He's a member.
A member. Yeah, that's a great organization.
Right.
And I also do, I'm a mindful eating expert. So I teach people how to learn to savor their food. So not, you know, to really slow down and to be more mindful with eating because we're also distracted. We eat when we're driving and we eat when we're standing up and we eat, you know, and we don't pay attention to our food at all.
I eat fast. I know why I eat fast.
Why do you eat fast?
Well, you're the youngest at a table,
oh.
And one, if you don't get your hand to the serving plate fast, you don't get it. Two, if you finished fast, you didn't get hit, and you got back outside to play games. So there are three reasons.
That's fascinating. I actually just published a blog article on food FOMO, which is like fear of missing out. And one of the main reasons that people eat fast – not main reasons. One of the reasons people eat fast is that very reason. Like people who came from large families. And it's like literally if you didn't eat fast and if you didn't grab what was on your plate, somebody else was going to grab it.
I'll say it the most tactful way. My father did not have the best disposition. And, you know, the sooner you got away from the table, the more
happier.
You were back into a normal environment.
Got it.
Well, it's interesting because my father was the eldest in the family. And nobody ate faster than him. I never saw your father eat. Oh, well, no, you probably wouldn't.
I've seen your father, but...
Yeah, but he was pretty sick by then. But literally, when we had dinner at our house or at a family event, and it was never a situation where there was not enough food on the table.
Yeah.
So it wasn't that. But my dad ate literally so fast that one day my mother made a joke, and they went out for dinner, and she took the salad that she'd been served and put it in a napkin in her lap so she could eat faster than them.
But you know, also when I'm consulting with clients, a lot of my time I'm consulting over meals, at least 6 to 8 times every week.
Yep.
And I don't like the food to get in the way of my taking notes and listening. So I actually like to order the food the second I sit down when I'm with clients, eat it, and then work. I don't want the food to get in the way.
Yeah.
I know when I've been out with Peter in business meetings with clients, I finish my food much before Peter does. Mm. And I sit there because I want to just focus on the business interaction. So I still tell myself it's the better way to go.
No, that totally makes sense. I mean, people, we're such an output society, right? We want to get to the next thing and do more and say more and whatever. So food just becomes sort of a chore, like get it out of the way and move on to the next thing. But the way that I work with clients is like actually the food is the activity. And when you can make food the activity, even though it's hard, it takes discipline because I'm the same way. I want to move on to the next thing. But we, you know, we have a lot of malaise, like a lot of GI issues. We tend to overeat because we're not really tuning into when we're full. And then we'll eat to the point of we're overfull because we're not paying attention to our food. So when you make food the activity, your body gets the signals faster, like, okay, I'm done, you know. But it's hard because, you know, food and social, you know, they go hand in hand. Everything we do socially revolves around food pretty much, unless you're going bowling or something. And even then there's food. But
well, people snack when they bowl. They're eating chips and hot dogs.
Soda. Unless you go for a walk with a friend. I don't know that any social situation where there isn't sort of some kind of food involved.
So what do you help people to do? To understand their patterns and change their patterns?
Yeah, exactly. So a lot of people call me a food therapist because my master's is in psychology and education. And when people come into my office, a lot of times people want to lose weight. Oh, that's not really what I do. I help people find their higher goals. So like someone comes in, I want to lose weight. And I'm like, well, what do you really want? I want to lose weight. And I said, well, what do you really want? I want to stop binge eating. Ah, okay. And what else do you really want? I want to, you know, have a better relationship with food. I want to be able to have a better relationship with my body. And I say, okay, great. So let's work on that. Because if you work on that, and maybe they have some ennui in their life, they're not pursuing their passions, or some of their relationships are challenging. We look at that because your relationship with life mirrors your relationship with food in some ways. So if you're stressed out, your relationship with food is going to be stressed out. But if you're sort of honing in on all areas of your life, there's going to be a sense of calm with respect to your food choices too. So I really help people. It's like kind of like life coaching. I work on all facets of who they are and it particularly how it relates to them as eaters. And I definitely delve into some like familial history stuff, like what you talked about, and you know, what was their parents' relationship with food? What was the family table like? Or maybe there wasn't a family table.
Did you have family meals every night in your house, Peter?
Almost always.
Yeah.
Even though, I mean, they were late because my dad worked late hours, but we almost always had family meals.
Did you have special weekend meals?
Yeah. I mean, my mother cooked a lot, even though she was...
Friday night was always a big night in our house, and Sunday night was an eat-out night, though.
Did you have a lot of siblings?
I have three, Sunday was eat out. Howard Johnson's Chinese food.
Oh
yeah,
you know, the Pillar House. I mean, you know,
Chinese food every Sunday.
It was really something.
That was an event too. Yes,
it's nice. Really, like food traditions.
I
are
got
so
sent to
nice.
The car a lot.
So how do you get your clients?
So it's a very good question. So I was a health educator at a national weight and health management company for about 13 years prior to starting my company, my practice. And I had about a good client base that kind of followed me because I had worked with them very closely for 10 plus years. So when I had this built-in client base, I was able to work with them. And then through that, it was word of mouth. And, you know, if you're delivering, you know, quality and you're helping people and you're of service to somebody, you don't have to do any advertising. They're going to do it for you. Plus, I sort of decided to learn everything there was to know about digital marketing. So I literally just, I got on social media. I started posting testimonials. I write blogs every week. I started posting my blogs. They were shared, you know, directing people to my website, which helped people to get onto my mailing list where I provide more content, more value, and more information. And then at the bottom, I'd say, and if you want to schedule a consult with me, here, just click this link. So things just started to happen that way, too.
So a lot of social marketing.
A lot of social media marketing, yeah. And word of mouth, I would say. Yeah. So.
Wow. Jenny, if somebody wants to get a hold of you and learn more about Jenny Egan Coaching, how would they do that?
So the best way is to go to my website, which is www.jennyeden, which is my middle name, edencoaching.com. And from there, you can join my mailing list. There's links to some courses, online courses that I've developed, So I have a signature course called Unhinge the Binge, and it's all about it's all about learning
like
to
binging.
You like binging? All right, the course isn't for you then. And it's all like techniques and strategies and tools to learn how to improve your relationship with food and to learn how to eat in a way that nourishes your body and makes you feel good and stuff like that. So that would be the best way. Can I talk about my book a little bit?
Sure, of course.
Sure.
All right, so I just finished my first manuscript, which I'm really excited about, and it's called The Body Image Blueprint, and it's all about how to improve your relationship with your body. And I interviewed like countless men and women from all over the country to learn about what their body image was. Like, you know, was there somebody in their lives that made an impact on you, that changed the way you thought about your identity, and when did that happen, and what would it take to love your body unconditionally, and all kinds of questions. And then so the first part is my story from indoctrination into dieting culture as a chronic dieter, and then eventually being unshackled from that. And the second part is all these interviews I did, and then the third part is like a straight on self-help book. So it's going to be published. I'm self-publishing on Amazon, and it's going to be out next month. So I'm really excited about that.
That sounds great.
Well, thank you.
Thanks.
That's great.
Thank you.
Been speaking with Jenny Eden Burke, and my name is Jeffrey Davis, and I'm here with Peter Morrison.
Very interesting.
Let's go for Chinese buffet.
Can we binge?
That's the idea. I won the Chinese buffet contest in college. We're going to take a break. My name is Jeffrey Davis. We'll be right back with more stories on Radio Entrepreneurs.